69 arrested in Operation Hands Down targeting Central California gangs. Authorities announced dozens of arrests, drug and firearm seizures, and thousands of dollars in cash confiscated in a large-scale operation targeting gangs in California's Central Valley. The multi-agency effort, dubbed Operation Hands Down, served 43 search warrants at various locations throughout the San Joaquin Valley, the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation stated in a June 10 press release. More than 500 law enforcement members joined the operation, leading to 69 arrests and the confiscation of 73 guns, 55 pounds of methamphetamine, 3 pounds of cocaine, a small amount of powdered fentanyl, and nearly $165,000. This marked the culmination of a two-month undercover operation focusing on Mexican mafia and Sereno gang members committing various crimes, the CDCR stated. The arrests are expected to lower the amount of gang violence seen across the Central Valley, the department added. Among those arrested was Stefan Coronado from Stockton, California, who was identified as a secretary for the Mexican Mafia, Fresno County Sheriff John Zanoni said during a press conference. Coronado allegedly oversaw criminal street gang activity within the Fresno County Jail from around 2023 to early 2026, including collecting taxes from inmates, facilitating communications between gang members, and acting as a Mexican mafia representative to influence the Sereno gang. Police also arrested Eduardo Roberto Garcia, a suspect believed to be a high-ranking and influential Sereno gang member associated with the Mexican mafia, who is now facing murder charges, Zanoni said. Zanoni said Garcia is also being charged with assault in a previous case in which he allegedly attacked a female bartender in the city of Sanger and rendered her unconscious. The incident was captured on surveillance camera, according to Zanoni. It highlights the violent nature of Garcia and his gang activities, said Zanoni. The investigation significantly disrupted organized Sereno criminal street gang activity throughout Central California while exposing the continued influence of the Mexican mafia over both street-level criminal operations and violence occurring within our custodial facilities. Additionally, 8 Sereno gang members currently being held in the Fresno County Jail have been charged with attempted murder, assault with a deadly weapon, and gang enhancements for their alleged involvement in 2 separate stabbing attacks inside the facility, he said. The operation also helped law enforcement uncover evidence related to previous cases in the Central Valley region, including a gang-related shooting, robberies, and a 2023 murder case. During the operation, police detectives found gang members as young as 14 years old involved in illegal firearms sales across multiple counties. If you engage in violent criminal gang activity in California, we will come for you, and we will prosecute you to the fullest extent of the law, said Attorney General Rob Bonta at the press conference. Bonta thanked federal and local law enforcement partners for collaborating on the operation. The Fresno District Attorney's Office stated that 15 cases have been filed so far in connection with the operation, involving suspects ranging in age from 15 to 42. The charges include murder, attempted murder, assault with a deadly weapon, armed robbery, drug and firearm trafficking, illegal firearms possession, and sex offenses, according to Assistant District Attorney Steve Wright. All suspects arrested as a result of Operation Hands Down are expected to appear in court as prosecutors proceed with their cases while their criminal charges are under review. This activity reached well beyond Fresno County and was a significant threat to all our communities, said Siddhartha Patel, special agent in charge of the FBI's Sacramento field office. This is a united effort, all of us. Today's announcement demonstrates the impact we can have when we work together. Patel encouraged anyone who has information regarding gang activity to contact the FBI by visiting tips.fbi.gov or calling 1-800-225-5324.